Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Sally O'Cordy, and welcome to Public Advocate. This show is called Stand Now or Roll Up Your Sleeve. And my guest is Anne-Marie Carey from the UK, and I'm delighted to have her back on this program. She runs the Facebook page Say No to the Ebola Vaccines, and I've put links to her Facebook page and to her blog directly under the screen. So when you open the link, scroll down and you will see how to join her group and all of the things that she's reporting on, which quite frankly are explosive, but just what's really happening. Her perspective is accurate. So please listen up and get an education and then take action. Okay, hold on while I get her on the air. Okay, welcome Anne-Marie Carey.
Hi, Sally. Thank you for the invite.
Well, I've been watching your posts, and I know, you know, you and I both know what's coming, but it's really playing out now, and you have illustrated on many levels how this is going down. So will you share with the audience what is transpiring?
Certainly will, thanks. Okay, well, first of all, I'd just like to mention that there have been some meetings and agendas, and there's a lot of links on the website for people, EbolaDeception.com, to go and have a look at the information that myself and other people have brought to the table with research. I think it's very important that we do this because, as we all know, the mainstream media will not report on the very things that we should be hearing about. Rather, they report on the things that they want us to hear. So that's why it's vitally important that people are willing to do the research, find out this information, and if possible, join the group and share this information with us. And it's more important now than it ever was because things are moving so fast, as many people are aware, of the agenda and of the outcomes at the moment as far as the Ebola vaccines are concerned. Now, I don't know whether people are aware, but there is a new... you'll find a link on the website. Now, the World Health Organization has now decided that, according to an independent advisory body, which is called SAGE, which is basically the strategy advisory group of experts within the World Health Organization, they are going to decide, depending on the outcome of the trials, whether or not to recommend a widespread introduction of the Ebola vaccine. Now, we are in March, and August is not that far away. I think it's vitally important that people start to take this seriously now, because these sort of, these events and these proposals basically are not mentioned in the mainstream at all. And these are the things that are vitally important that we should be acting upon.
So, Anne-Marie, unfortunately my son came down and distracted me, but you were talking about trials. And this is in August. What trials are you speaking of? If I'm asking you to repeat yourself, I apologize.
No, that's fine. What I'm talking about is the World Health Organization with an independent advisory board, which they're claiming is independent advisory board, which is basically a group of experts who are within the World Health Organization, are going to decide whether or not to recommend widespread introduction of the Ebola vaccine in August, which is going to be dependent on the trials which are now going ahead in Africa.
Okay, and I'm assuming if this is the World Health Organization and you're saying widespread, you're saying all over the world.
Absolutely. And this goes along.
I have lost Anne Marie Carey. I'm going to hang up and ask and call her back, or maybe she'll call me back. Okay, hold on just a second. Okay. Gee whiz. Maybe she'll call me back. Oh, dear. I'm not quite sure what to do here. Okay, call. Here we go.
Hi.
Hi, Anne.
Did you get caught up?
Yes, we did. So, I'm not sure precisely where we got cut off, but just continue back a minute.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that people have heard that I said about the August dateline for the World Health Organization deciding about the recommended proposals to vaccinate on worldwide, basically. Now, the next thing that I was talking about was I completely forgot myself now, so I have to go on to something else. So basically, there's a lot of changes that have been happening lately, and you can hardly keep up with it all. It happens so fast. There's a list of vaccine proposals that have been issued just in the past couple of months. In and around America, all since the beginning of the year, which affect many areas, and they can also be found on the website. So I think it's important for people to go and check that out as well, because, you know, like I say, a lot of this is not mentioned on the mainstream.
Yeah, I would like to give a heads up to California, Oregon, Washington, Texas. And even though it's not making the mainstream headlines, New York has about 8 or 9 threatening bills, and it's coming to a town near you. So those are the states that I would say are the most imperiled currently, but get on the advocacy portal of the NBIC.org, and you'll find out what's happening in your state. By all means, do that. Do not neglect to do that.
Exactly. Very well said. The other thing that I would like to mention that maybe people are not quite not aware of, and I think this is absolutely unbelievable, given that the outcry from people when it appeared that Ebola victims were being brought back into certain countries for treatment, and these all apparently were people who were health workers. Now, there is a safety trial involving 1,000 Ebola-infected people, which has been scheduled for February of this year, which was obviously last month, up until February of next year, in several different areas in America, include Emory Hospital, the NIH Clinical Center in Maryland, and the University of Nebraska. So what I'm saying to you is they are going to treat 1,000 Ebola-infected people in trials. Now,
it sounds more like they're going to infect 1,000 people in trials.
What they're claiming, and the link, once again, is on the website. If people want to go and check that out, the actual trial and the locations and everything for them all to see, they are going to be treating 1,000 Ebola infected, whether that means they're going to infect them with Ebola or whether it means they're going to bring them in, the people who are infected, I really don't know. But to actually be taking these trials to such a degree that they're going to be infecting people with Ebola, as far as I'm concerned, the reasons why they're in Africa in the first, they want to exploit the land for the minerals, for the gas, for the oil, the whole point of this Ebola scam is so that they can basically take over in Africa. Now, there's also another agenda that is playing out. Now, obviously, some people are aware of a depopulation agenda. Other people refuse to believe that it's the case. Now, as far as I'm concerned, this agenda has been on the cards for a long time. For instance, there was a meeting in June last year when Obama announced what he claimed was his initiative called Power Africa, which he claimed that he was going to be helping to bring electricity to the poor people of Africa. Now, there was a meeting in January. It was a high-level meeting, and it was called the Power Africa Summit, which held in Washington. It involved 90 private sector companies, the energy corporations, government agencies. It was a very high-level meeting. Now, who was actually organising that event was the Corporate Council on Africa. Now, the Corporate Council on Africa, if you look on their website, it's clear that the Power Africa is actually their initiative, and that the Corporate Council on Africa, who the president claims to have created an organization that recognizes a one-world concept. And the vice president is Ambassador Perry, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, according to their website, they talk about Africa as in how it provides 16% of the total U.S. petroleum in 2012 and 11% of the world's supply. It also states that the African continent presents a huge private sector opportunity and it has untapped power. It has the most untapped power market in the world, with access to gas, oil, and minerals, and it talks of unexplored opportunities to feed the global population, lucrative investment opportunities, partnering with governments and business. Now, you can find all this on their website. Obviously, it is the website for the Corporate Council on Africa. They're also an umbrella group for the African Business Centre, which promotes companies to go into Africa. Now, the fact that Obama is having these high-level meetings claiming that he wants to go and help these poor people in Africa to get electricity, I mean, it couldn't be further from the truth. You know, these are the poorest people in the world. They can hardly afford to feed themselves. How do you expect these people to suddenly be able to afford electricity? I don't know. But it's obviously clear that this whole agenda has been put into place a long time before even any mention in 2014 of Ebola, as these high-level meetings show. And the problem in these countries, also the fact that my research and other people's research has found, they are corrupt, okay? The presidents of these countries are corrupt. They get their family members to become head of the oil companies, the banks, the securities, and they basically are corrupt. Now, I've got pages and pages of research, and there's lots of links on the website for people. I would say to people, please go to the website and check out how many links are there to prove beyond shadow of a doubt that these government presidents or whoever are absolutely, without a doubt, corrupt. I mean, even in Liberia, where they started trials for the Ebola vaccine, they're saying that if anybody stands up against these vaccine trials, they're actually be prosecuted and put into prison. Now, talking about being prosecuted and put into prison, it's also now come about just over the past couple of days that warrants have been issued over vaccine refusals in different areas around Pakistan. So, you know, the net is closing in. These people are now pushing this Ebola vaccine agenda. I mean, the measles vaccination program, there's a lot of debate at the moment about this. And this seems to be on purpose so that they can, you know, bring the agenda up of mandatory vaccines using the measles as an example so that people will get the mindset that, oh, we should all have these vaccines. Now, it's also interesting to know that this corporate council in Africa began the HIV and AIDS initiative in Africa in 2003 with a grant from the Bill Gates Foundation. So, you know, we've got the same players involved and with agenda, well, it's the same agenda with a different virus, disease, whatever you like, vaccine, that is going to bring about what they actually want, which is essentially a depopulation agenda. They're not interested in the poor people of Africa. Make no mistake about that. Now, there was a file on the website, PDF file, and it talks about a new meeting that went ahead, and David Cameron and President Sirleaf were heading this, and it involved hundreds of different corporations, and it started in 2013 when they're discussing the global changes that are about to come about in the world. They talk about governments coming together for whatever reason. It sounds a lot like New World Order agenda to me. But within that, one of the articles mentions that all the world should come together and be willing to accept certain calls. One of them is which is that all people should be vaccinated. That link is also on the website. If you just excuse me, I've got to get a little drink of water.
Yes, that's fine. Yeah, I'm looking at some of the articles that I've been posting while Anne-Marie is taking a drink of water. And, you know, all of them, one after the next, are forced vaccination at gunpoint, which is, of course, where all of this is headed. And as Ban Ki-moon of the United Nations says, how did he say that? Basically, we take away their guns so we can vaccinate their children. Well, or they lay down their arms so we can vaccinate their children. I thought, wow, well, he's just coming right out and saying it. And the WHO, of course, is part of the United Nations, which is all about peace through annihilation. Peace through annihilation via vaccination. So UNICEF has harmed more people, more children around the world, I believe, than any other organization. And that's saying quite a lot because everybody's ramping up to hurt the kids. And, of course, now they're coming for the adults. Coming in this regard, they say they will accept comments through March 9th. And basically what they're going to do is see what the pushback comments are so they know how to get around them. So I'd like to say that they're actually interested in what we have to say. They're just interested in terms of how they can further manipulate us. So back to Anne-Marie Carey.
Okay. One of the other things I'd like to mention again is this Power Africa agenda. Now, as I say, it was the latest meeting was held in January. And it involved, I think, 12 government agencies, 30-plus energy companies, 48 companies all told. And, of course, Obama bragging that, they're going to spend $9 billion on developing in Africa. Now, according to groups that have criticised Power Africa, they claim it's a vehicle to subsidise US companies. And I haven't actually got them yet, but there is documents out there that show $1 billion out of that was pledged for loan for US exports from the ex-import bank and the OPIC. So, claiming to be focusing on the poor people and they're going to invest X amount of billions of pounds is basically just a smokescreen for tapping. Well, basically, they're tapping into the existing projects. So Obama, once again, and the government in America, obviously, they've got Africa in their sights. Now, one other thing I'd like to mention as well is I know a lot of people are aware of a lady called Jane Burgermeister. Now, she's a fantastic person. She's really put herself out there. And basically, when the swine flu vaccinations were on the agenda, we had the same scenario. We had the World Health Organization telling us, there's a pandemic, and the CDC and the UK government and the American government, they were all pushing this agenda that there's this pandemic and we have to all have these swine flu vaccinations. And once again, it's been proven that that was false, that these agencies pushed a false agenda. And this lady, Jane Burgermeister, she actually took the company who were producing the vaccines to court, because it turned out that the swine flu vaccinations were tested in several different laboratories and found to contain the actual swine flu. Now, if it hadn't been stopped in the laboratory, many, many people, it would have actually kicked off this pandemic that they wanted. Now, because this company was just given a slap on the wrist and nothing else, this lady took it upon herself to take them to court. Because, as she says, there is no way that this could have been accidental. You can't get through them sort of high-level biocontainment and accidentally allow viruses to go in the vaccines. So I think that was one time when they tried before to start a pandemic and they were stopped in the tracks. Now, obviously, Jane Burgermeister, she's also got her own website, which is really worth having a really good look at. It's called the birdflu666.com. And she's got a lot of information on there about Ebola. One thing that I would ask people to look at is the letter that she has written. Now, she's written an open letter to the chair of the Commons Health Committee, and it's calling for an investigation into irregularities in the World Health Organization's Ebola Emergency Declaration and the vaccine trials. Now, she's written to the chair of the Commons Health Committee in the House of Commons in London, and that I've also got that letter within my website, so people can find it there as well. Now, she is sending a request to ask for an investigation into the irregularities and showing that fraud, abuse and corruption and mismanagement has been involved in not just the World Health Organization and GlaxoSmith companies that are involved in the production of the Ebola vaccines declared a public health emergency of international concern on the 8th of August 2014 was actually fraudulent. So this letter, which she has actually produced, is full of information, it's full of links. I would ask that anybody would actually go to the site, find this letter, and send it to whoever you can, whether it's your local MP, whether it's government, anybody, just make sure that this letter is used because it is so full of information. It gives a list of why scientists have failed to disclose their personal involvement with the pharmaceutical companies. It talks about the scientific literature that shows that the vaccine itself could be infecting the people with Ebola. And I would ask that people do go and copy this letter and send it to whoever or wherever you can, especially given now, like when I first started speaking, mentioning the fact that in August they are going to decide, depending on the trials in Africa, whether they're going to be given widespread Ebola vaccines. Now, I think it's a given if they get their way that that's exactly what they plan to do.
Continue. Just ignore the countdown, please, Anne. It's not relevant to you.
Okay. Now, I will just mention one thing that about this letter. It said in May 2013, Glaxo Smith & Klein bought a Swiss vaccine maker for $325 million called Ocaris, which had a preclinical Ebola vaccine candidate. And the president of GSK contacted the World Health Organization to ask if they were interested in the vaccine. Now, this is before the Ebola vaccine, the Ebola supposed pandemic began. So there's actually a German radio broadcast on the 15th of February, which says he sent a message in March and said, you know, we have this vaccine on the shelf. Are you interested? Now, there's a link to that. So therefore, we've got the company involved in the Ebola vaccines proposition, the World Health Organization vaccine that they've already got. And one of the other things that I will mention is the World Health Organization. They had a meeting in the latest meeting that they had in January. Now, there's a link to that on the website also. Now, within that meeting, the World Health Organization proclaimed that Ebola is something that none of us all know much about. It's new to all of us. The claims that they don't know about Ebola are absolutely fraudulent because if you go onto the website, like I say, there's numerous accounts of Ebola vaccine trials that have occurred, even in Africa, as people are aware as well, even before the Ebola pandemic began, they were trying out, they were testing Ebola in the same areas where these so-called pandemics began. This has actually gone on for a long, long time. There's links there to patents that have been created in 2004. I mean, even going right way back to 1976, when the first supposed Ebola virus emerged. Now, the claims by the media that it was found by this Professor Peter Piot are actually false, because what happened, and the links are there as well to prove this, is that he didn't know what it was that he found, and he sent the virus to the CDC, which went via Porton Down, which is in the UK, which many people might know is a military base, which have been known in the past to experiment with all sorts of manner of things. Okay, so right back in the day, 1976, that virus was sent to lockdown, then it was sent on to the CDC, who then named it as Ebola. So for the World Health Organization to come out and say, we've got no idea about this, is all new to us, with the absolute amount of evidence that shows that this has been not only been dealt with and looked at for many, many decades, but also large amounts of money have been spent. They knew exactly what this, they knew exactly what it was. In fact, you know, as it's been said, this can be recreated in laboratories. And this is what we're dealing with. In all reality, we're dealing with government agencies that are corrupt. We're dealing with health agencies that are corrupt. We're dealing with an agenda whereby the globalists believe that for them to exist comfortably, they have to cut down on the population. Now, what better way to do that than to kill people off with vaccinations? It's been happening for a long, long time. The effects of vaccinations they're all there for people to find out for themselves. You know, if you want to go and do a bit of research, do a bit of reading, you'll find out that these vaccines are dangerous. For them to claim that they're going to base actual forcing the whole population to take vaccines when they're claiming they're safe, they're claiming they're not sure if they are adequate for protection against the disease, but they're safe. There's no proof whatsoever that these vaccines are safe. The trials, the vaccination trials, have been completely hogwash, because usually vaccination trials take 10 years because they can't look at long-term problems associated with vaccines unless they give it at least 10 years. Standard vaccine takes three clinical trials and takes an average of 10.71 years to develop. And a vaccine's got 6% chance of entering the market, and the drugs can take 10 to 15 years to develop with a 95% failure risk at point of discovery. Now, the GlaxoSmithKline Ebola vaccine is one of the most rapidly fast-tracked vaccines in history, with, 4 weeks of phase one clinical trials on 60 people in the UK before a phase two and three trial goes ahead in Liberia. It's an absolute, it's ridiculous. There's huge potential profits going to be made. And they are, the business plan is basically the goal of developing enough pandemic vaccine to immunize the world's population. So I do think now that time is of the essence. And I think it's, you know, I spend a lot of my time, as you spend a lot of your time, a lot of other people do as well, trying to bring the research and educate people. But the thing is, we can't stop this on our own. This is something that concerns each and every one of us, okay? Every single one of us has got to stand up and be prepared to do whatever it takes. If all you can do is sign a petition or copy a letter or contact your Member of Parliament or make a noise, make sure that you can help bring in information and research so that people can be aware of what's going on. Because I think if the population were actually aware of what is really going on, there would be an outcry. But obviously the mainstream media, you know, the six corporations, I think, is own all the mainstream newspapers, magazines, television, radio studios, and all that, six corporations. actually control the spread of all the information to the world. So, you know, these are the same people who are part of this agenda. They're not going to give people information that's going to help them make a decision. They're obviously going to give people false information so that people will go, oh, yeah, and be queuing up for these vaccines. Goodness knows what the outcome is going to be of these vaccines. I know that the trials were taken for the CAR-3 one, I think it's called. It was the CHAD-3 Ebola vaccine trials. They tried them out on animals, and within 10 months, all the animals had died. Now, none of this is mentioned to the people who are accepting these vaccines. That's another point which is very, very important, is that the people in Africa are not being educated about what it is they're actually doing when they accept these vaccines in trials. Now, I've read a few blogs where people have said, oh, you know, they tried them out on in the UK and everyone was safe. I think they're fine. But what they don't realise is that the trials that are happening in Africa are completely different to the trials that happened in the UK. The trials that happened in the UK were one vaccination. Now, the trials that are happening in Africa, they're basically giving them two separate vaccinations. They're not giving them any information about the side effects, what could happen, or, you know, in the long term, what could happen. They're basically using them as guinea pigs. And so I think it's, you know, vitally, even though they are offering people in Africa, I think they're offering them $40 or something like that to take the vaccines. You know, when you think about it, the people who are struggling with money and have got their money for food, that might seem like a good idea, if you think that they're doing something good. But, you know, at the end of the day, the vaccine hasn't been put through proper trials for its safety. And these people are putting themselves and the rest of the people in their areas at risk. And, of course, the governments know this. That's why they're bringing these absolutely draconian measures in, saying anybody these trials will be arrested. Now, I haven't got a lot more to say on this subject, apart from I would like to say to people, please, please, please be aware that we are living in really dangerous times at the moment. We are facing something that could actually potentially cause the depopulation agenda that these people have wanted for a very long time. Make no mistake about it. They wanted this for a very long time. Okay? Now, whatever their reason for this, whether they think it's because there's too many people, the planet can't sustain enough people, that in itself has been shown to be not true. Okay? Now, there's enough on this planet for people's needs. There's not enough on this planet for people's greed. And that is exactly what's happened. We've been taken over, okay? People believe we've got a democracy. We haven't actually got a democracy, okay? We have got a false democracy, right, with rogue governments who are basically in the back pockets of these massive, massive corporations, with these agendas, and they're basically, their agenda is to depopulate the planet so they can get it down to such a manageable amount of people. You've only got to look at the Georgia Stones, they've written it all there for all to see, and then they can exploit, you know, the land for all it's worth, and that is exactly what they want to do. They're not interested in helping the poor people. The fact that Cameron is heading a group of people in 2013 where they're talking about poverty and helping the poor people and the rights of poor people is an absolute joke when people in this country are aware that he is basically, there's people killing themselves, there's disabled people killing themselves in this country because they can't afford to live because of him and his parties laws that they've brought in to make sure that the poor do get poorer while the rich do get richer, which we all know about. So for us to put any faith in these same people claiming to want to help the poor people, help the people's health, they don't want to help anybody's health. All they want to do is to make sure that themselves and the people like them are always going to have everything they want. And in the meantime, they would use the mass media to pull the wool over everybody's eyes, brainwash people with televisions, and people just can't see what is going on. They're actually claiming that we need people who don't give vaccinations to the children are bad parents. And if only these people could just look further than the mainstream media and do some research and find out the truth for themselves, they'll realise what is going on. I do believe that there is an awakening happening. I'm not sure that it's happening fast enough. And especially not sure now, when it's now come about that they are planning to proceed with worldwide vaccinations. And I know a lot of people who listen to this will say, over my dead body. But the problem is, it's the people who are going to be taking them vaccinations. They're the ones who are going to be the problem, because they're the ones who are going to be passing whatever it is they're putting in the vaccinations to other people. Okay? So this is a worry. I think that it's so important now that people get on board. Don't just talk and think, oh, it's awful, isn't it bad? But actually be willing to get yourself involved. Now, I've asked the people to help. I've made a leaflet. Now that there's more evidence, more up-to-date information, I think it's important that another leaflet is now created. I would ask anyone out there who's listening to help in creating a leaflet that is going to use the information that we already know, put it into such a form that is going to be easily understood by people, and for people to be willing to give a mass leaflet campaign. Take control in your own area. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Take control of your own area. Get your little group together. Organise your leaflets and get out there and share that information, because it's only by actually getting out there, getting off your arse and doing this stuff that we're going to stop this. Because if we don't, what we're actually going to be facing in absolute months, not even years, but months, is mandatory vaccinations. They're going to be saying people who don't get them are dangerous. They're going to be stopping people from using any public areas. It's all on the horizon. So